I mentioned in the beginning that Rosh brings down three separate mahalchim in understanding what Tano Chitu Horosan Potter Afnit Mesar is about. One, and that seems to be a Mishkal Rishon. We'll see whether that is true. Al Chavrash in Tosis, Midin Mechila. If I come up to you and I say, you owe me 100 pounds of chita, and you answer me, I owe you 100 pounds of sorrow. The fact that I did not ask for the chita means I was other for the sorrow means I was moch on the sorrow. Number one, mechila. The Rosh says, makes no sense. After all, I have 20 claims against you. I don't have to be involved at the same time. Says the Rosh. So, the answer is no. Even if I say mechila, it's not real mechila. It's mechila only if I say January 1st, 12 o'clock. I lent you 100 pounds of wheat flour, and you say at January 1st, 12 o'clock, no, you lent me 100 pounds of sorghum flour. So as long as I'm talking about the same date, the same time, instead, if I didn't ask it, that means it's a mechila. But if I tell you this happened January 1st, another thing there, something else happened 3 years ago, not mechila. That's from the point of view of mechila. There's another point of view of how Hador Spalding can be Edom Domi. Hador Spalding can be Edom Domi. Means as follows. That I have to, it's a moda, not a mechila. The third possibility is not the Ramah. No. It's only if I say, is halacha for those badin can make them domi. If I say something in Besdin, it's if I'm moda that it's true. What does that mean? It means in front of Bezin, I tell Bezin, Bezin, have a good day, I owe him 10,000 shekel. I can't go and say I was fooling around. I owe him 10,000 shekel. But, says the Ramah, that's only if I, what I say is in response to it, a taina, tfiya. But if what I say is not response to a taina, tfiya, what is it? I just say it. So then, we don't say, Potter ben Mesal. I can then turn around, if the person asks me for the sorum, I can then turn around and say, I was fooling around. I didn't mean it. The Ravid, these are the Rosh Minas. This is the Ravid, what he calls Mamed Atzma. He says, therefore, if, now, question is, Mom and Atzma, after this exchange happens in Bezin, I ask you for 100 pounds of chitim, you answer me 100 pounds of sorrow. I come back and say, no, it's only the chitim. It's on the chitim, then definitely you gave it up. And what happens? He says, the Tovea says, okay, you want me chitim and sorry. And then he's, and then the Nitzvah says, no, I was just fooling around. So, potem and mesora means if, and exactly what the Rav is talking about, is, he talks about Ma'amid Asma. What happens next stage? I insist on what I'm saying, I don't insist on what I'm saying. Now, this is, there are many different approaches to understand the Halacha Rabbah Rav Nosson. But the Rambam doesn't talk. The Gemara Baba Kama says as follows. When it's talking about Bar Vishema, that it, two animals were Nogeach, we don't know which one. Never talks about tefisa. Two against two, the Gemara talks about tefisa. I can grab it and keep it. And Rashi's bothered why the Gemara didn't say it before. And there's a Shema Bari. Okay. So, Tofas. She called him Nizik with Tofas Asha. Okay. Now, with this in mind, the question is he only talking about Shortam Shamuad and Tu and Du, or in general a Sakloch? If you take a look at the riff at the end, the riff at the end says, Tanya, Arizim Ishtama Kot, Minagol Goma Kot, Nupor, Tofas. V'chaname le'inyin to'anu chitim v'holu besorim v'tofa sa'orim lo mafkin v'mine v'hol ko paski rab v'sikid v'chsivna. This is the way everyone paskins. So that means to'anu chitim v'holu besorim. And now the two questions have the answer. When was the tefisa? I walked into bed and I was already tofes the sorum, so I can, that's just, and therefore I can say, I didn't ask the sorum, it's in my warehouse already. Or after this exchange in bed, and then I was tofes. And I was tofes with Adim, I was tofes without Adim. The riff makes no chilek. When the Rambam quotes the Aloha Tonu Chitim Rodu Lobu Sorum, for a Gimel Tonu Vendit Naloha Yud, says, it's important, and the Rambam says, no one is important from Sorum. The Rambam is very careful when he quotes his halacha. Because the Gemara says, Tonochitim. So important. I don't have a mere potter, but mechitim chay b'dmei sorum. I ask you chitim, your potter. You don't have sorum. You say, I don't owe you. Give me the money. I'm potter from everything, even the dmei sorum. And he says, v'im tofas ha'toveya dmei ha'sorum, ein motzein miyotu. Under all circumstances. This fits perfectly with the Reb Chaim I told you yesterday. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says like this. What is the Rambam talking about? Hodah, Mechila. I couldn't be talking that I was mochel the moment. Then I can't grab it. Give me a right to grab it. Apparently even after this exchange in Besdin, he still owes me the money. I could grab him. And what is he talking about? Not talking about the money. My rights to be Tovea in Besdin. If I come into Besdin, I say he owes me Chitim, and I don't say sorry. I give him my rights. This Besdin says this is your opportunity. Ask for what you want. If I don't ask for the sorry, it means I gave up my rights to the sorry. Not to the money of the sorum, the rights to Tain and Besdin. And therefore, the Rambam says, okay, the money he still owes me. I can't go to Beis Din, so I'll go into his house and I'll grab it myself. I won't go via Beis Din. That's halacha of Ovid Nishkina Nafshe. He can do that. This is not what prompted Reb Chaim to say this pshat in the Rambam. What prompted Reb Chaim to say this pshat in the Rambam is as follows. I go to you and I say, you owe me 100 pounds of chitim, or its equivalent. You answer, I don't know. Maybe I owe you chitim and its equivalent. Maybe I owe you sorum and its equivalent. Rambam says he has to pay sorum. Why? And the Rambam said it's against the Gemara. So Reb Chaim explains, if I ask you for chitim, or to make chitim, and you answer me, chitim osa orim, so then you did not deny the fact that about chitim. I did not give up my rights to ask you for chitim. But you answer, you don't know about chitim. So what is that? Bori v'shema, we pass in Shema Otif. He said, according to the Rambam, what am I asking for? I take into account where the chiyuv came from? No. This is the bottom line, what you owe me. This is the bottom line, what you owe me. So I'm saying, listen, let's say 100 chitim is worth 1,000 shekels, and 100 sorim are worth 750 shekels. I'm saying, give me the 100 chitim or 1,000 shekel. And you answer, I'm not sure if I owe you 100 chitim and 1,000 shekel. I owe you 750 sorim and 750 shekel. So he never gives, so he's asking for chitim and or its equivalent. And the person answers him, maybe chitim, so there's still an allowable back and forth in Beis Din. I ask for chitim and or 1,000 shekel. And you answer, I may owe you chitim and 1,000, I may owe you 750. So I didn't give up my rights to ask for chitim. I'm still asking for that. Except this person, now again, from Bari Vashema. So Bari Vashema, Shema Adif, is only if I'm machish that I have any chiyuv to you. For the moment I say, I owe you 750 shekel anyway, so halacha Bari Vashema, Shema Adif doesn't apply. Reb Chaim is assuming the following things in the Rambam to make it work in the Rambam. Number one, I'm looking at the chiyuv, not the machayev. Number two, that what I'm rights I'm giving up are not to the money. And what am I giving up? Rights to ask you in Beis Din. The moment you answer chitim, and we can have a discussion about the chitim, so we have a discussion about it. I didn't give up my rights to the sorum. So when you say either chitim or sorum, you're just saying either 1,750. I didn't give up the rights to that 750. I gave up the rights to ask for that 750 in Beis Din. Okay, but you're saying 1,750, and I'm saying you owe me 1,000. So you admit that you will owe me at least 750. Pay the 750.
Why do you pay in sorin?
What?
Why do you pay in sorin?
That's the minimum amount I know I'm chayav. I deny the extra 250. I take the minimum.
But the tobeah was only holding on to his chus in chitim.
I ask you, oh no, my dear man. I ask you for 1,000 or its monetary equivalent. So I'm asking for either chitim or 1,000 shekel. You answer Sa'orim or 750. But in our discussion, you either 1,000 or 750. But in my, in your, my, I ask you for X or Y. So, and you went. And so if you just said Sa'orim, and I gave him my rights to ask you for Sa'orim, so then, case closed. But I didn't give up my rights to ask you for Sa'orim. I did, but I'm still asking for the chita. Now, what are you answering? I'm not only asking for chita. Remember, this is a shita and rabbim, even at the begotten. What am I asking? Or it's monetary equivalent. The moment I ask you, or it's monetary equivalent, I'm saying, you want me a chita or 1,000? And you, by keeping my tanya alive and best in it, say, so I'm asking for 1,000. And you say, so am I 750? I said, fine. I'm asking for 1,000. You say, 750 is not a tiny, not a shine of tiny of Shem of Bar.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Even if it's a bari and a bari, he's asking for chitin or the value. So he should be chayiv to pay the equivalent value.
No. I have no right. If you say Sa'orim, so no, I gave up any claims I have to it. Our discussion is closed. And we close the file. I don't have a right to ask for Sa'orim with the Mayor Sa'orim. And you don't. So, what do you ask him? Keep the Mayor Sa'orim. He says, no. It's a Kofar call. Case ended. Okay, this is Shitas and Rama. Comes in the Raven. And I was just Raven Narsug here in Baba Kama. They have the following situation. The Mazik Tainis. No, and just final of Chaim. We talk about Shem and Bari and Shem and Avosugya. So the Toveya says, you owe me either the Machatzi Nezek and the Gadol or Chatzi Nezek and the Katan. I'm not sure which. He says, no, you owe me Nezek Shalem in the Muad. And he answers him, I owe you Chatzi Nezek. And the Tam says the Raven, that's the mode of a mitzvah. Number one. What does the Rambam say? The Gemara says the Gemara has all sorts of things according to the Rambam. It's Bar Vishema. I'm asking you when you're coming back with a Shema. But since we're talking about a short Tam, I'm not saying anything about its equivalent. Shotam is migufo. Now, then the Rivi comes into this and he says, wait a second. We just had a sugi shoven dafka. I say, you owe me nesik shoven, the shemud. And you come and answer me, chatzin nesik from the tam. So fine. So, I ask for 100. For all of your property, and you're asking me 50 from a specific property. That is, what is that? That's Shoven Davke, Chai Vashur. Says Rabbi Nechanami, Shoven Davke, Chai Vashur. So, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is only talking about a different case. He says, the Gemara is talking about a different case. Of Gadol and Cotton. Gadol and Cotton. So, I ask you for something in the show Gadol, and you add something in the show Cotton, we talk about different objects, different chiyuvim. The Ravid again is talking that Tvi is on the Chiyuvim, not on the Machayev. That's the whole issue. What is the Tvi on? Chiyuv or the Machayev? The Ravid is very clear. In comes the Rashba, and he begins questioning, is this actually true or this is not true? Maybe I'm Kaveh as a Machayev. This event happened. You said this event didn't happen. Let's see the Rajman side. Actually, my commandant, what's the comparison? Echa God lecha kon, akol lecha vachad hu tomen, a key lama God will chayav limon, eh? Loma liyela. Let me just give a little bit of background. If I have a shore, mu'ud, that damages, nezek, shalim, and all of that. If I have a short time, chatzi nezek migufa. What happens if a short doesn't damage barbie but kills a person? So, hasho yisokel comes along the Ramban and Brachos. Yeah. Parshas Noach. Ya'ach es dim shchem l'nafsho sechem ed rosh. Yad kol chayo ed bishenu miyad ho odo. Miyad isho chiv ed rosh es. Says the Ramban. Tomani, im hadrishu to mashma miyad chachayu kum yad odom. Veim bachayu daf deyo shete on isho tikad oscha. Hu ulai ken yeh b'in yedam ha'odom lovado. Shal kol chayu shetitof oso titore ki gderet ha'melachim. Any animal that kills a human being will be punished. Zehatam sokol yisokol hashor lo yochas psoros. He says, "Menu nahanish is bolu b'moment. It's not just been making an onish moment. No, yafilu shohamid bor chayev misa. An animal that is hefker is also chayev misa." So it's not a chiv of the person, it's chiv of the shore. Now, that doesn't mean that when the Raj was talking about the chiv of the shore in Chatzi Nesek Tam, it's the same thing. No, it's a chiv of the odon. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a locha moda b'knas. It's a knas given to the person, but via my loss of ownership of the shore. So he says like this. Ain't no tefillah on the Bible. Ella Ashvar, what does it mean? I go to the shore and say, you're a bad shore, now you belong to me. No. But I'm not asking for the Bible for anything. I'm just saying part of this shore belongs to me. I'll call shore for shore. So I'm saying part of the gadol belongs to me, part of the cotton belongs to me. Well, shore for shore, machmos hizik shore yodua. Kilome shore gadol shalcha, hizik shore gadol shali, zemeshi lo gadol lo cotton. Machmos hizik, he says. says, Im Kane, Afilu Tofas Lome. He says, okay, that's the first thing he asks. He says, He says, that's Hachayin Lo Tefillah. Says, I owe you a list. No, he says, you don't owe me anything. And the shore belongs to me or not. I'll call shore over shore. Machlash Hizik, shore Yadua, Kiloma, shore Godel Shecho Hizik, shore Godel Sheli. Is that Meshiv Lo Godel Akon? ומחוס נזכור של גודל אדום חייב כמו שאין בו מצא והפיש הנזק מודל או של היזק הווה לקחית המצור שדיין אני תומע כן אפילו תופס לא אומר אין מוציא מיודו מודל שלו זה he says I don't understand why does FISA work what happens the owner the animal person says you own me Chatzinezik migufo shoshol goro. And he answers me, no, I owe you chatzinezik migufo shoshotam. So I can be toface. Why can't I be toface? I say the short cotton doesn't belong to me. I know that the short cotton doesn't belong to me. So. ומודה שלו זה הוא שחי פה גם המאזק חוזר בו חוזר בו למאזק שאילו למאמה דבר בבד אינו כמו שמודה לו המאזק וואו וגם המאזק חוזר בו what does he say? אין החנמי you own me from the מאזק says And Echanami, I owe you from the Goro. Who molded Shlozer Shechayavo? I'm a Mazik Chosebo. Shiva Mamed Dvarav, if I stick with what I said, Vada Noko Moshe Mordel Hamazik. Because of arriving. Here we're talking about Omed Al Dvaro. What did I do? I changed my mind? So how does he call the Rivet? Now, where can you find all these Rivets? Besides, we'll see in the Chedusha Rivet. If you take a very expanded version of the Rivet, it's in Sefer HaTrumos, Shar Zayin, Simon Beis, beginning from Sichof on. לא מהם רוצים, אבל מודה שלו זה שהוא שחייב לו. גם מה זה חוץ בו? שהוא במה מדבר בוועד אין אותו כמו שמוד לא מה זה. אבל זה מה זה קצת, if the mazik, if the mazik says, I tell you, it belongs, the cotton belongs to you, so Rabbi Rabbi Nuts is not going to say, he's not allowed to take it, he takes it. וכן כל זה מרעיבת, הפחית המסורת, ומאמן את דבר ושן לא עושה לא סורת. He says, if I come to you and say, you owe me chitim and you answer sorum. And I say, well, I'm asking the chitim. No, I tell you, I guarantee you. And then comes along the mazik, the Torah answers, ain't a chanami right. You owe me sorum. So everyone says he owes me sorrow. No machlokes about that. We'll try to put together everything to understand the shittas. Im toma shani hoch sheyesh tefiyah al shneihem. He had the kushi l'duchto makoma. Shema yesh loma. Maybe you'll say. שאני אוכל לשור שוכל לפניך ובבד אחד מן הנוכל. טוב אז מי הוא לא מפקין מיני. Maybe. What's May Carmichael saw? Since I owe you one of the two? Since I owe you one of the two, I maybe it's Mamana Shechayud. Why? Because there's a dead shore sitting here in front of us. We know something definitely happened. So you definitely owe A or B. Bazin knows that. So, but I don't know what it is. So therefore, if I take the small one, what are you going to do? You're going to come into Bez and say, he stole my property. But you already said that it belongs to you. You can't open your mouth in Bez. You're not opening your mouth in Bez at all. That's the first thing he says. He begins with an idea, maybe you're tying the Machayev. He quotes the Rive that I'm tying the Chiyuv. And he says the Chiyuv is A or B, even though we're talking about two different events. But the fact is, I owe you A or B. A or B belongs to you. So therefore, I'm allowed to be Tofus. So how does he Luchora. He is what he's quoting the Ravidus. They agree with the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? He's going to have to be very careful in defining the Ramah. I say Chitim. You say Sa'orim. And I come back and I say, so, okay, Sa'orim. The Ramah says, you can do it. Number one. Number two. And what does he answer? I was fooling around? Or he admits it? If he admits it, so I ask, I can come back and ask for Sorum. You answer Sorum. Case closed. So he's working within the guideline. He and the Ravid apparently are working within the guidelines of the Ramah. The Tofas, Peir Tosis, Davkish Tosis Mitchilo. Why? So how does Tosis understand? Tfisa. Means I walk into the Bez. Before I walk in the Bez, I was already Tofis the Sorum. Very Tofis. I can walk into the Bez, then I ask for Chita. The answer is no Sorum. So there's no. So the question is, why didn't you ask for Sorum? I didn't ask for Sorum because they're in my pocket. So the whole, so what is it? It's as if I asked for Sa'orim. So I came with Chitim and Sa'orim. Okay. And Sa'orim were in my pocket already. So I didn't open my mouth about it in Bez. And that's a given. So he says, and therefore, Tophis first. Kishahoda, and when a person answered, Ein Achanami, wait a second. I was Tophis. And I ask for chitim, we say sorum. You admit sorum. It's in my pocket, it's my bond. Be ready. There's no further kinyan needed. No collection process necessary. Ah, but kishen lo tfiya ela echamen bovad kereshu shanizik echod hamazik echod v'zeom ha-godol hezik v'zeom ha-kod nizik ha-film tov z'mafginim in it. Sherei hu moda shen lo olav klum. Men are not on the whole sorum that feel to us of game or rip don't came to the bachit of sorum the tafas. So wait a second. Does this paragraph contradict what he said before? We're talking about chitim sorum echon. We're talking about goral and cotton. When did the tefisa occur? Before they walked to the bezin, I was tofis the cotton. Or after I walked into this. Be very careful with the Rashba. Then he continues, because of a rival, the commander Mark Sheshman, he can have his own time, the Elo Maisi, Raya Shokulom, and Mazi. Pagan is good knos, it's a knas. Shalom Apiyatsma. So, No. He says, "Main Peru." He says, and some people say that Uparik Dahacha Kishiesh Edim She'echom Meim Hizik She'enem Yodim Godlum Cotton. So you don't ply a motor with Nas Bottom. Is the Eshedim Afil Bechitim Sorum Goshiesh Edim Shemedim Shebefneim Hilvaho Ol Chitim Ol Sorum Lomis Chavo Parashe Beshneim Chena Begavi Mazik Venezik. Toma the kol shen even meidim bebirur eze chayev loklu and the chayev loklu and those in loklu. Or shnei gufim venu ke echad omim mone avechad omim. If I have two eidim, they aren't sure whether I borrowed 100 pounds from you or I borrowed 200 pounds from you. Okay, so the eidim take you owes at least 100 pounds. Says, as in yesh lucham osayimon, avol kan she einim yodim mechitim sorum afilu sorum lo yashan. To talk about a pikadon, kein hodik goshel tuchton. And the mashal, what is it? So do us both. Then came Adam. Either Ravid says we don't apply that. Ravid Omer, no teres. Omer al koch masin dechitim v'sorim the rabbi of Nosan. Shein mamet dvaravu. No, diva mamet dvar b'vaday Nosan l'kamoshal. Now, this is. I'll introduce you to all the issues in the Rashi. We'll have a shorter share today and go through this Rashi Yosef in Rosh exceedingly carefully. The moment I took you through the major issues since Erev Yontif is Kodesh Kedoshim. Sunday will be shared. To have Shabbos to go through it, I'll outline the issues. I won't read the text anymore. So what's the Machlokas Rashba and Ravid and Rambam? What are the various shittas you should have to understand it? And I'll define the shittas. And once we define the shittas, then we'll understand what Tanach Gedolos are. But the four Rishon, take a look on fun. The Sefer Trumas, Shazayim, Beis, Sifchafon, number one. Always more Ashdos is Raiva the Rajba, Rosh and Mukhi Yosef. And we'll discuss them all. We have to assemble another on Sunday. Okay.